Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Really intelligent guy. Came across as a really good teammate. Easy to talk to, down to earth. We've talked through this process about, the whole Hollywood thing. He's all ball, wants to work, wants to get better, wants to win as a team. That's the number one thing for him, on top of being successful. So, I think the biggest thing is, like, does he fit in our culture and what we're trying to do? And all signs were that he does. So that was positive. We know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday to go there.
How's Ryan Poles, the GM for the Chicago Bears? In case you're wondering, like, Sean, whose voice are you playing right there? Ryan Poles, and he's talking about Caleb Williams, the Hollywood thing, and they're comfortable with him. Ryan Poles still saying, yeah, wait and see what we're going to do on Thursday. They're going to take Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick. And as tends to happen, Seth, late in the process here, you know, everybody's starting to weigh in. And I don't know if maybe it's some people trying to create drama, like they might not take Caleb Williams. But there's been some interesting stuff that I've read and heard over the last couple of days about Caleb Williams. I will say this. This time last year, there was a school of thought out there. And we know this here acutely because the Texans were in line to draft one of the top quarterbacks, which they eventually ended up doing. But there were plenty of people out there saying, hey, man, just don't draft Bryce Young. Don't draft C.J. Stroud. Don't draft Anthony Richardson. They all have question marks. Bryce's size, C.J.'s S2 score, Anthony Richardson's injury proneness and his lack of time that he's actually played in college, all that stuff, accuracy. Just wait till next year and draft Caleb Williams, man. Like, he's as if there's five teams that could go draft Caleb Williams next year.
Right. Just wait. Right. Yeah. Just wait. That's all you got to do is just draft them next year. It's as simple as that.
He, through the course of going 7-5 this year, a season in which he individually was still great, but the team was 7-5 at USC, along with the normal course of when you have this much time to examine something super close. You don't discover new awesome things about it. You discover all the flaws in it. I think that's where we are right now with this process. So now Caleb Williams, it feels like less of the generational prospect that people were talking about this time last year. Fair to say?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. He's the slam dunk consensus number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like Jaden Daniels, I know a lot of people have talked about how maybe they actually have Jaden Daniels higher than Caleb Williams or what have you, which is nice chatter. But I think most people still have Caleb Williams as 1A. And if they have Jaden Daniels up there, it's like a 1B, but still below Caleb Williams. The biggest thing about Caleb Williams really hasn't been about his performance on the field as much as just people questioning whether he's a little bit of an odd duck or just doesn't have the right body language or whatever it might be.
Yeah. The comp that would scare me a little bit, this is from The Athletic. The Athletic interviewed bunch of anonymous coaches. You know we love the anonymous coaches. We like them a lot more on this show than they like them in the afternoon. Boy, I think Clint Sterner wants to find every one of these anonymous scouts and coaches and beat them up with his own bare hands. He hates the anonymous guys.
He does.
We love the anonymous guys on here.
The anonymous scouts, the asterisks you always have to have is that these guys are, A, not actually in a position to make the decision. So it's a lot easier to have crazy, wacky ideas. And B, you never wonder if maybe they're throwing something out there to try to get somebody to fall to them.
Yep.
So that part, some of the guys who say the most damaging stuff might actually like the player the most.
Yes. Offensive assistant number one in this article says he looks like he got bored and wanted to make wow plays. He can do anything. My only reservation is the times he gets in trouble. He makes too much out of plays past 15 yards on the scramble, doesn't understand that the ball takes a lot longer to get there, and that's when the defenders can get in on it. He goes on to say he gives off a Russell Wilson vibe with his lack of self-awareness. I'm kind of above everybody, quote. Not bad, just a little where you want to see him be a more regular guy. Are you going to be able to coach him, or is he going to be more worried about his marketing team? End quote. This is where I wonder if Caleb Williams is truly like lacking in self-awareness, different than other quarterbacks who've come into the league because he's got a marketing team, he's got this and that, or is he the first of what the new wave of quarterback is going to be because of NIL, you know?
Right. You could look at a lot of the stuff that Russell Wilson does, or the stuff that makes him just like so awkward and weird in so many ways, and yet I could, if you look at it on the surface level and on paper and don't actually know that he's just a little weird personality wise too, you might look at that in the age of NIL and say, yeah, that's exactly what you need these days, is a guy that knows how to separate the business side from the football side and everything else. So it gets real dicey when you start trying to diagnose people's personalities this time of year. When everything's just so artificial and everybody's trying to dig into every nook and cranny.
Yeah. There's one coach, a quarterback coach, says, I like Caleb the player, but the locker room part of it concerns me. I don't know him from a can of paint, but what I've heard and what I've seen from watching interviews, he's going to have to understand the difference in where he's at and how he's been treated to being the quarterback in an NFL locker room. He talks about the system as well. It's Kyler and Baker have come from that system, but he's not them in terms of being able to bring guys with him. Caleb Williams, this is where I read something like this, and I'm just so glad that C.J. Stroud is the Texans quarterback, because he couldn't stop talking when he first got here about having to earn everybody's respect, you know, and having realizing that he's got a lot of veterans in that locker room. You know?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a comp for who this might be other than Russell Wilson, just from a personality standpoint. If like some of the concerns about his personality are true or what have you, the guy that first came to mind was Geno Smith, just because remember, even Dana Holgerson kid kind of made a comment about Geno Smith that made it sound like he wasn't that great of a leader the year after Geno Smith had left. Geno Smith had that altercation with the player in the locker room. There were just certain red flags about Geno Smith, who was not nearly the same caliber prospect as Caleb Williams,
no,
you know, physically. But that was a hang up and a hold up, I think, for Geno Smith in a lot of ways. And it seems like he had to kind of grow his way and mature his way out of some of that.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to mature your way out of that when you're the number one overall pick for a franchise like the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Because Geno did drop into the second. I mean, he's not Caleb Williams or wasn't that level, but he was a first. He was thought to be a first rounder in a draft that didn't have many good quarterbacks at all in it.
There were questions about his leadership.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn with Caleb because you hear it, but you hear this all the time, where a guy that supposedly doesn't have a good personality, they'll say, yeah, no, his teammates love him. Remember Connor Cook was that same way.
From Michigan State.
Oh, no,
not a captain.
There were questions about whether he was, whether his teammates actually liked him. And then you get guys talking on the record saying, oh, yes, we loved Connor Cook. And then you find out later, it turns out he doesn't have a classic quarterback personality.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Here's another one. This was an interesting comp. This is from a writer named Dave Fleming who said he taught. Now, this is his third hand as it gets, but I just found it interesting. Here was another comp for Caleb Williams. Dave Fleming, football writer, who talked to a scout.
I reached out to a guy who's really well-connected, a former scout, really well-connected across the NFL with GMs and front offices, and I was blown away by his reaction.
What did the scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing, that was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your f***ing season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams, too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him. But to me, that looked weak as shit, really fragile.
That's the scout I've been waiting for. It took till, what is today, April 24th? I've been waiting for this guy.
I feel like if he had the physical ability, Prince would have been an awesome quarterback. What's wrong with Prince? Wearing a big frilly, but playing for the Ravens with the purple, obviously. What's wrong with Prince wearing a Ravens uniform, but with big lacy frilly cuffs underneath? You know, a big billowy pirate shirt underneath.
Size might be an issue, I would say.
If he had the physical ability, yeah. I said. If he was he was a bigger dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be like if Prince was my quarterback. I kind of like the idea of Prince as my quarterback.
Prince, pretty much super successful.
Very good basketball player.
Yeah, he was a good basketball player, wasn't he?
According to Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, that's right. He was a good basketball player. I forgot about that. All right, so hey.
Shirts versus blouses.
Skins and blouses.
Skins and blouses, that's right. So in that scenario, yeah. When Charlie Murphy said skins or blouses, what did Prince do? Little tear came to his eye, right? But what did he do then? He torched him.
Yeah. Oh,
He flat out, he bawled out. I feel like Caleb Williams, if you make fun of him crying on his mommy, maybe it just ignites him. Maybe that's what it sets him off in a good way.
Yeah, and to be clear, I'm not out on Caleb Williams. I've never really bought into the fact that he's just this slam dunk. Mostly because all the guys we've talked about as being slam dunks the last 10 years don't become slam dunks. You know, it's an exact science.
It's hard to separate Caleb Williams from the situation he was in, which is they had just a horrendous, horrendous defense.
Right.
And that when you accuse him of playing hero ball, there were times where he kind of had to play hero ball.
That's right.
I think from an arm talent perspective, from an improvisational ability, he plays in structure way more than I think people gave him credit for. If you go like the offensive line was so bad this year that I think they forget that what he looked like when he had a good offensive line, that some of the stuff he did this year was more of a product of having a bad offensive line. So I don't know. I'm way more high on him than you are.
Yeah.
I don't, the personality stuff though, I think, at the very least, you have to acknowledge that NFL people think it's an issue.
Yeah.
Like some NFL
some
people.
Do.
Now, are they the, is it Ryan Poles? I don't think so.
Oh, no. So. Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're going to do the 8 at 8 in the next segment. So 8 stories, get your day moving. And then John Harris is going to join us in the following segment. And we'll get some last minute intel here and get Johnny's opinions on where the Texans, where, what does he expect the Texans to do when 42 and 59 roll around? Or will they even be there at 42 and 59 picks overall? We'll see. We'll talk to John Harris in about 25 minutes or so.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.